Create Calm, written and read by Kate James. Economist Seth Stevens-Davovitz says that Google searches for anxiety have doubled in the past 8 years. I think it's also true that we've only started speaking candidly about our mental struggles in more recent times. I have memories from my childhood of hushed conversations about friends of my mother's who suffered nerves. These women were quietly treating themselves to a nip or two of brandy or vodka mid-afternoon. My grandmothers shared stories of men who returned from war with persistent nightmares and explosive tempers. And my own teenage years were littered with friends abusing alcohol and drugs, battling eating disorders, and attempting suicide. My sense is that people have been suffering in silence for many years, and it's only now that we're sharing our experiences more openly. But I also believe that life in current times is somewhat anxiety-provoking. The world is changing at a pace we've never seen before, and technology is changing the way that our brains work too. Our attention spans are decreasing. We have less face-to-face interaction. Social media gives us a distorted view of reality, and we have constant access to negative global news stories. We're more connected, but more isolated. We're more entertained, but less calm. We consume more, but many of us feel that we have less. Mixed into the above is the fact that many of us feel uncertain of our place in the world and of what the future holds. All of this adds up to a lot of anxiety, a state that robs us of the ability to appreciate those moments when life is innately beautiful and good.